Friends, ladies, countrymen, and all new listeners around the world, and regular listeners too, welcome also those honorary Rhodesians. Actually, you are all honorary Rhodesians. This is John Edmund, talking to you from Africa. This month, I have so far focused on Armistice Day and the Rhodesian Unilateral Declaration of Independence. This podcast is about the Prime Minister of Rhodesia, the Honourable Ian Douglas-Smith. This great man has been the target of many that could not understand his vision for the future of Rhodesia and Zimbabwe. He was also loved by many. Now, who would have thought that a simple folk singer like myself would ever meet this man, a Prime Minister? Chances of that happening were remote, but it happened. During the Rhodesian Bush War, I was involved and wrote and performed my songs in Rhodesia during that time. Mr. Smith might have seen me on Rhodesian television, but there were many artists that performed on that platform, including his very own son-in-law, Clem Tholet, who was an incredible songwriter and performer. After UDI and the takeover of Rhodesia, Zimbabwe by Robert Mugabe, and the aftermath of that event, Mr. Smith toured the world talking to Rhodesians who had been displaced, lifting their spirits, and as one of my songs says, kept the flame lily burning. The flame lily, of course, was the national flower of Rhodesia. I was also touring the world, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith were often on the same event, on the same bill, that Teresa, my wife, and I were. We became friends with this humble, yet unestimated brilliant man and his lovely wife, Janet. He always referred to me as the kid with the guitar. Mr. Smith stayed on in Zimbabwe after Robert Mugabe took over and often tried to give Mr. Mugabe advice. This carried on for 20 years, but after the passing of Janet and ill health, he moved to an old age facility in Cape Town. Whenever Teresa and I were on our tours to the Cape, we would often pop in to see him. The first thing he would say on our arrival would be, "Let's get some tea." This great man passed away, and many people around the world grieved, including many African folk that had also been displaced and were living abroad. And many folk of all races in Zimbabwe shared their sorrow. After the transition from Rhodesia to Mugabe, Zimbabwe, I managed to secure some tapes of an interview that Mr. Smith had about his life. I managed to put them together and personally, verbally introduced each era of his life with some of my music to match. It was all put together in a new package and it was titled The Life and Times of Ian Douglas-Smith, the Man. His voice, story and legacy is now preserved forever. The album starts with him speaking about his forebears, his birth and early childhood, then sport, school days and life in Silukwe, where he was born, a small Rhodesian town. He continues with the advent of the Second World War and him leaving university to join the Royal Air Force. Then comes his account of his wartime experiences as a fighter pilot and he being shot down over Italy and his time fighting on the ground with the Italian partisans. It's so exciting. He then escaped over the snow-clad Maritime Alps, and that story is amazing, together with further experiences with the Royal Air Force. Indeed, he was a war hero. Mr. Smith then discussed family life, his entry into politics, and the background to UDI. Then comes his political talks with the British Prime Minister Harold Wilson on the battleships Tiger and Fearless. He gives his views on his political philosophy and the African tribes of Rhodesia, and of course his love of the land. I've included six of my songs on this production, and there is a recording of an African choir singing one of my songs dedicated to him, almost asking him to come home. The song is called "When Are You Coming Home, Shamwari?" And Shamwari means friend. Well, his ashes are scattered there in Zimbabwe, and his spirit will live on. And he did come home. I will leave it there, folks, and hope you'll be listening next week. Till then, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Keep a good check on my website. And if you need any of my music, you can get it on any popular music platform. In the meantime, so long and cheers. Tot ziens. Salagashli from Africa. And always, Zwakanaka.